Well, I think from the first patch at Bournemouth, all the seamers bowled pretty well. And they bowled good line and length from the first match itself. I asked them to do basics. Test cricket is all about basics, fast bowlers. So I think they came and bend their back and bowled pretty good line and length. And at the end, they rewarded for their hard work. Well, yesterday was raining whole day, and when I saw the wicket first in the morning, and even the captain, there's some water underneath, so that's why, and we are playing three seamers, so that's why I put them into bat. Oh, because of the wicket, I think, like I said, yesterday whole day was wicket was covered, and there's a little bit of green in the wicket, so the grass, so that's why we want to play three seamers. Well, test cricket is 5-day game, so can't really say anything, but I think bowlers have done a good job, and now it's batting turn, so batsmen, they have to put their head down and get a good score for Sri Lanka. Well, I think first 2 hours, the seamers bowl well, but a bit unlucky. But when they came inside, we were talking about to get them, get the ball to right areas, to bowl good length and good line. And they went and did what we want. There's three stitches, but I think he will be able to bat, see the situation tomorrow, and I think he can bat tomorrow. Depends on the situation. If these two guys are going really well, then he might push back, or he might come same position. I think, you know, Iranga came and bowled after lunch a good spell, and 2 wickets, and the turning point is getting the opener, the guy who scored 70, and that's the turning point, and because he batted well right throughout first 2 hours, I think that will be the turning point for me. I don't think so. I think it's all about the players get confidence. I think right throughout the first test and today, I think boys are very confident, and not to have more confidence about it, but it has to go from here and strength to strength, and they have to deliver what they have to do in the middle. Well, I think being a fast bowler, most of the fast bowlers tend to get injured, but especially in Sri Lanka, and you know, now is most of the fast bowlers be monitoring practices, how they bowl, how many overs they bowl in a spell, and the trainer and the physio looking after them, giving all the massages and stuff, so we are looking after them really well. That's why I think most of the fast bowlers in Sri Lanka nowadays, without injury, they're going well.